Shifting focus now, we bring in, we start with Colin Sidibe of the Economic Freedom Fighters. Colin Sidibe has made damning allegations on the executive mayor of the city of Mbombela local municipality. The EFF's leader alleges that the executive mayor does receives from some of the service providers who are contracted to provide security within the municipality. He says this is paid through a proxy that is linked to the executive mayor. Colin Sidibe joins us now in conversation. And Colin, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. But before we start with that, I mean, I've since seen the CETA reacting to, obviously, the allegations that you've also further leveled on the Department of Education around the 22 laptops. Give us a sense of what you make of CETA's response and just them welcoming the probe by the Premier and also saying that they themselves are going to conduct their own further probe. Give us a sense of where things are and what becomes the reaction of the EFF there.
Well, thank you, Musa, and good evening. We welcome the CETA comments that they appreciate the probe, and we also want to welcome the investigation launched by the Premier through his integrity management unit housed in his office, and also the concern and the letters written by a lot of organizations, including the ANC Youth League, the ANC, the COSAS, condemning the high level of corruption in relation to this biggest laptop heist in history. Now, as the EFF, we are very much concerned that the internal investigation alone is not enough. We also want an external investigation by involving the public protector, the special investigation unit, and the Hawks, because they are competent investigators and hired to do that, very experienced. And we hope that the Premier office or the Premier himself will also lay a complaint with those institutions, because if it's serious about fighting corruption in his government and within the cabinet members appointed by him, he must do that and so forth. So, but so far, we're waiting the report at the end of the week as committed, and then we'll take it from there.
Speaking of corruption, I mean, you further leveled allegations on the executive mayor, Sibongile Makhushema Sibuko, of the city of Mbombela, that she is somewhat benefiting at least 100,000 rand from three companies each. She gets about 100,000 rand. So in total, it's about 300,000. And you say that this is paid through a proxy. Just give us a sense of what you've gathered, and do you then have empirical evidence that points to these allegations that you have asserted thus far?
I think by now, Musa, you know that the EFF does not make a false allegation or unfounded allegation. We don't just do witch hunt without substantial evidence. What I can say that we've got reliable, as I've indicated, sources or whistleblowers that help us with the whole lot of information. Because even if you can report the matter to us, we'll ask you 1, 2, 3 questions to make sure that before we take the matter forward, we're satisfied that we are in a good position or with all the necessary evidence to prove beyond reasonable doubt in any court of law. So it's an allegation for now as it stands, but the evidence at our disposal is enough. Today I met with the Hawks. They briefed me. They showed me the other necessary evidence that we will be using when we are taking the matter forward to SAPS, SIU, or to court. We are just tightening the loose nuts. But what I can say is that, yes, indeed, there are those allegations, and they came before us. And as a result, people, when are reporting matters to us, not only corruption. It's our inherent responsibility to take the matter forward. And it's our role as the EFF to expose corruption wherever it raises its ugly head.
I mean, you've spoken about, you know, you meeting with the Hawks today, or at least you having a meeting with the Hawks. Let's touch on that. What was then the purpose of the meeting? Was it you to appraise them with information that you have and somewhat seeking guidance on the next steps? Or was it, you know, as a result that the Hawks themselves have also, you know, conducted and collated information, and you were somewhat in an exchange of information? Give us a sense of, you know, what sort of relationship existed in that meeting. What was that meeting all about? Yeah.
No. Remember, if we are given information, to avoid unnecessary or reckless actions that may come back to you, you must seek an opinion, be it legal opinion or opinion within them, because they understand better how to formulate charges, whether this evidence that is before us is substantial enough to can lay a criminal and corruption charges against the culprit, if I can say so, in this case, the mayor. So it was on that basis that we were consulting and discussing all the information that is before us.
I've also done a little bit of just asking around, just kind of get, you know, your relationship with the executive mayor. And what I've picked up is that you and the executive mayor have always had, you know, have been at each other's neck. You are not of best friends. You know, what I've gathered is that you've always, you know, been at each other's, you know, neck and head, you know, for a lack of a better euphemism or metaphor there. But give us a sense of how much of these allegations are purely
based. If I may ask, I'm a politician. I confront anyone, anytime, whenever there are issues, irregardless of who or he is or she is, and the position that once occupied. That's my job. I don't have any tension with her or any personal vendetta against her. Jealousy, like some will be writing on Facebook and so forth. I don't have time for jealousy. I appreciate people who prosper all the time, and I build more to prosper. So there's no such.
Let's talk about your business interests then, because on the previous allegations, I did ask you whether you were exposing this corruption because you were then sidelined in your business interest, allegedly sidelined in your business interest in the Department of Education, as it has been, you know, widely rumored that you are leveling all these allegations because you are no longer benefiting in the Department of Education on, you know, the food scheme tenders there. With this one, you are also rumored that you are raising allegations on the executive mayor because you are no longer benefiting from the security projects in the city of Mbombela and many other security tenders around the city of Mbombela. Could it be that it is purely on that, or you find that there is something that the executive mayor needs to account for, and it's not that because you are raising this from a level of pettiness or from you not being able to enjoy the privileges of that which you enjoyed previously, you know, benefiting in the security tenders?
It's a blundered lie and a quest to shift my focus on fighting or exposing corruption. Let me tell you, as members of the provincial legislature, we declare the same with members of parliament. So I've made declaration in the provincial legislature. The form is there, it's accessible to public, and they publish it. I'm not involved in any business with the provincial government or local government. I'm not a tenderpreneur. instant I'm an entrepreneur. I do business plan or proposal and apply for financial assistance for business. Those who know will know that I once owned a news cafe, a Total Karak. These are franchises that need big minds, not small minds of tenders. I'm not in a business of tenders. That you must know. I'm in a business of entrepreneurship, and I'm aspiring to be a big one when I retire into politics, maybe a mining guru, and own industries, etc., etc. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, let's also touch on this, you know, what many have critiqued you on. They're saying, why announce on social media instead of you going to the security cluster agencies, the Hawks, the SIU, and many others to level these complaints instead of, you know, grandstanding on social media or just explosively, you know, revealing some of these things on social media? Why are you not going through, you know, the proper channels, if you want to really bring about accountability?
No. Look, social media plays a crucial role nowadays in our society. It serves as a platform for information sharing with anyone. So in this case, we will write like, this is the next project, like I've indicated. We're done with the project of Ketil Damin and the Ministry of Education. We have given the Premier and the Hawks and the Public Protector all the necessary evidence. It's up to them what do they do or what decision they take about them. Then here's the next project with the new evidence that we're going to be busy with in the next week or two until it's finalized as well.
Lastly, before I let you go, I'm not too sure when the City of Mbombela's council will be sitting, but I've since noted that in the whole month of April, they've not had a council meeting. I'm suspecting that it could be somewhere this week or next week, just before the month ends. What then becomes the marching orders of the caucus of the EFF in the City of Mbombela's council? Because in that local municipality where you allege the executive mayor has done, in fact, has done corruption, or allegedly has done corruption, what then becomes of the marching orders to the caucus in that particular council?
Remember, that's why I indicated that we will approach the relevant authorities once you are satisfied with all the evidence at our disposal. So we have not yet arrived there. So there's no directive that we get before we go to the relevant authorities, Public Protector, as I've mentioned, Hawks and SIU in that regard. And we'll also give the Premier the report that we have about this allegation and all evidence, and then we take it from there. So we respect the authorities, we give them chance. Ours is to provide them with the evidence and lay a charge or a complaint to those authorities. So for now, it will be normal. We'll be dealing with other agenda items that will be on the agenda for the council sitting on that day.
Yeah, Dr. Sidibe, as always, really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for making, you know, a turn to speak to us this evening, but also being frank with us to answer an account to some of these some seemingly tough questions from our end. But really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us. You must also assist us with any corruption that avails itself anywhere. That's our work, to fight it.